Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, if she has any just deceptions in her mind and false images of who your son is and who you are, that they start to be cast down and brought into the knowledge of Christ. And that she really gets to know you, and that she just has a heart to know you and a humble heart to search things out with you and turn and repent from any lies that she may have been cleaving to. And that she's just cleansed and just washed by your word. Ask all these prayers you've always said in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so this is just talking again about this concept of dying, about death, the death and resurrection, what it really means to be in the new covenant, in the New Testament, okay? In the death and resurrection of Christ. This is John chapter 13, starting at verse 24. I'm sorry, John chapter 12. Starting at verse 24, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He," this is the important part, "he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Okay, so I'm just showing you these different scriptures where it says it, you know, clearly, you know, in the Bible, okay, that you need to lose your life in this life, okay, to be grafted in to that, to the gospel of the death and resurrection of Christ. As he died, we died, okay? That's the covenant, that's the Bible, that's the word of God. Okay, and the reason why I'm explaining this so clearly, okay, again, and I know it sounds like I'm repeating myself, but it's, you see this with Christ before he goes to the cross, he repeats it, and he repeats it to the to his you know, apostles and the disciples, and they still don't get it when it happens. They still, you know, run away and don't understand what's going on, okay? And the reason why I'm doing this, okay, is because as I start talking about the judgment of God, okay, the judgment that's coming upon the United States if these false images, okay, and false idols and false representations and golden calves like they had in Israel, okay, where they had these false gods they were worshiping, okay, if any of this is in your mind, it's going to sound strange to you and it's not going to make any sense. Okay, these things I'm talking about and the God that I'm talking about is going to sound mean and harsh. Okay, like why would he do that? He would never do that. Okay, but when you come from a biblical foundation, okay, that you must lose your life in this life, like he just says, okay, to save it unto life eternal, like it says in Romans, okay, planted in the likeness of his death. So maybe in his resurrection, okay, it's going to make sense what the Father's doing with his church. Why, okay, so much is going to happen to his church and why it's going to look so bad, okay, in this life, okay? It's because people will say, well, God is merciful. Christ is merciful. I got news for you. That is mercy. It is mercy. That's mercy. Okay? That's mercy. If he wasn't merciful, he would let you run off in your own deception and go to hell. And cleave, because it's full of mercy because people are turning their back on, they're not reading the Bible. It's right here. You got countries that are ready to die to get their hands on the Bible. Meanwhile, you got Christians where this Bible sitting on their desk collecting dust and they're listening to false teaching and they don't care. You got Christians that are ready to die for the name of Jesus Christ, and meanwhile you got other ones here in the United States who could, they're so happy in their life in this world, they're not even ready to sacrifice a little bit even onto themselves, let alone their own lives. They're not even ready to die to self for themselves in the smaller things from day to day. Okay? That is mercy. Okay? That is mercy. Okay? He's pulling his church back to him, bringing them back. And it's going to happen. If it doesn't happen, okay, quietly in their prayer closet every day through submission and obedience, it's going to happen by force. And that is mercy, because that's taking them to heaven. And you need to know that. And you need to have an eternal mind frame and be thinking about his kingdom and eternal life and hell and damnation and condemnation. Understanding the two. When you understand those two, you will understand that what he's doing with this church, the things I'm going to be talking about in the days to come, are not harsh. They are love. They are mercy. They are mercy. He's going to be saving his church's souls. Okay? He's going to be bringing them back and bringing them into his word and eternal life. Okay? And I'll leave it there for today. Father asked for any sister that's starting her day, that she just prays to be filled with your spirit and abound in your spirit and to love you and to grow closer to you and just abound in your fruit throughout the day today. I ask all these praises in Jesus' name. Amen.